Program, and you may have heard a conversation that Nikki Bush, creative parenting expert, had with Aubrey on the afternoon show a little bit earlier on. It's all about what looks to be a really controversial new development in terms of a promotion policy that has drawn quite a lot of criticism from people in the know. And it essentially centers on the foundation phase, and it says that pupils from the age of 6 to 10, who are essentially between grade R and 3 at school level, will be pushed through, even though they may not have the basics in place to be able to be promoted to the next grade. So I thought we'd bring into the conversation someone who really is an old hack at education, Professor Jonathan Jansen, distinguished professor in the Faculty of Education at Stellenbosch University. Prof, good evening to you. Lovely to have you on the program today. What's your initial response, which you've covered very well in Time Select, to this idea?
Yeah, well, first of all, shock and no shock. I mean, shock because, you know, already we have a policy of automatic promotion after failing once. And to then have a policy that says in the foundation years, you'll pass anyway, regardless of a failure the first time around, is certainly going to be catastrophic if followed through for the primary school system. Remember, our schools are already in trouble, particularly our primary schools. We have very good data to show that up to 8 out of 10 kids, almost 8 out of 10, cannot read at the grade level in grade 4. So I just cannot understand, you know, why this is happening. So there's shock. On the other hand, this is a Department of Basic Education that doesn't take our children very seriously, that has a 30 and 40% pass rate in some subjects as you get into high school, and that doesn't seem to really make any effort to address the root causes of failure. And so instead of addressing it at the point of teaching and learning, what you do is to automatically promote the kids, postpone the problem to the later grades, causing even more, difficulties for teachers in primary and high school, but let me also say this, in universities.
Yes. So they're long-term effects. But Prof, I must ask you about this because it looks as though the shift has been made so that the focus is on the children and whether they're pushed through from year to year. But there's very little focus on what sort of learning goes on in those early grades, how well the teachers are trained and how well the children are being taught and encouraged to absorb the content as well as possible.
I think that's right. Look, a sensible policy says, if, in fact, the children are failing, correct the root causes. And the root causes have to do with the capacity of our teachers to teach them and to teach them well and to teach them effectively in the lower grades. That's what you address. If that means putting teachers through additional teacher training, fine. If it means putting mentors into the classrooms to work respectfully with teachers and to build their capacity from the inside, that's also fine. But what you don't do is to say the children are failing, let's just put them through. Yes. It seems to me that that's not a sustainable solution.
I mean, one of the reasons being given is that children who repeat these grades gain absolutely nothing from it, and the implication is that their self-esteem is damaged by being left behind.
Well, first of all, there's no research to back that up. This is something I've studied for half of my life. And if you go into the research, what you will find is that, yes, there's disappointment. I mean, what parent wants to hear in grade 1 or grade 2 that your child is going to be held back? Of course it's disappointing. Of course it's embarrassing. But the research does show us that over time, the confidence of the child is strengthened, then subject matter knowledge gains are significant, and they go on to become, confident members of the broader society. So I think that if explained well and if supported well, and if you're not simply putting kids back into the same kind of dysfunctionality, in other words, there is nothing to gain really, or not much to gain, if children simply are recycled back into the same poor teaching and learning environments. But if we learn something from that, if we improve their chances of success, then of course they will benefit both personally but also, for their families if we do this well. But the worst possible solution is to say, regardless of whether you fail or how often you fail, you go through to the next grade, and that spells danger for society and obviously also danger for the individuals.
Yes. I'm wondering if the fundamentals are not cemented in those early years. Is it possible to easily catch up over the rest of your school career?
You know, the inequalities, and again, yeah, I just have to you know, talk about the research. The inequalities are already established by the time the child gets to grade one. In other words, a kid who went to a really good preschool that the parent could afford, for example, is miles ahead, you know, of a kid who went to a daycare center where they kept him occupied, you know, while the parents obviously are forced to work.
Yes.
And so you already have a deficit. The role of government is to cover that deficit for poor children, for families that can't afford, you know, quality preschool education. And so what you're actually doing is making a potentially bad situation infinitely worse with a policy of automatic promotion. So I must say, I don't know of a single person in the field of education in any country who would see this as having any justification on educational grounds. It might have justification on political grounds, let me be clear. I can understand that the government is embarrassed by the 15-20% failure rate in grade one. I can understand that they're pulling the hair out of their heads because these are mainly black and poor children. But that's not the way to achieve social justice. The way you do that is to teach every child well and to give maximum opportunities to perform well. And ideally to do that already in the preschool years and so on. So that's where government should put its focus instead of trying to hoodwink the public into thinking the system is doing well by enforcing a policy of automatic promotion.
Always great to have your insight on the program. Thank you for your time this evening, Professor Jonathan Jansen.